the high roll.
Oh. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it happens. I never get a high roll.
But didn't you get a lot of, you know, hero points?
That was not your first high roll.
No, it wasn't.
Exactly, so you obviously do get it some other time.
Yeah. Well, the first high roll was the first time I tied you, that was my first high roll. The second one was the one at my beach.
No, before.
In previous game.
No, never.
You never got one before that?
It's hard to say.
You're a lying bastard.
Well, maybe I've got one.
Maybe 7 before.
Maybe.
Well, there are only 3 characters playing.
That's true, it's easier.
You think there's about 1 in 3 chance.
Although, not very often. Because these guys, for some reason, are really high.
Yeah. Round robin in between is the high roll because he doesn't pay attention.
Yes. Might as well just half the adventure as well. That should be paying attention.
So if you had a choice between 2 gifts, Kev, for Christmas, one was like a game, you know, like a board game, and the other thing was like a technical thing, I mean a computer gadget kind of thing, what would you choose? I'm trying to figure out which one.
I
know which I'd choose.
Depends on the game. And
the well, then it would take all the prize away.
Depends on the game and the gadget. If it's a screwdriver versus a...
screwdriver's not a gadget. It's maybe
it's a good screwdriver.
Ooh, screwdriver combo clock. That would be a gadget.
I tell you what a gadget is. It's one of those electronic stud finders for the wall.
Ooh, those are cool.
Oh.
No.
How about
that? I don't hang stuff up.
How about that and a laser level and a laser distance.
Laser
measuring tape.
Laser rifle?
Those are cool.
Right? Yeah, those are cool.
That sounds
laser
cool.
Rifle.
I need one of those.
Oh, really? Go to the hardware store. Yeah. They're all
I'm going
to
go to one of
like 30 bucks. Whatever. My mother-in-law said that's what my father-in-law wanted for Christmas. Or we should get him for Christmas. And I know this guy. He's never going to touch this.
What is this?
A laser level. It's a little bubble isn't accurate enough.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh well.
Really?
Well, there's just a bubble, then it shoots out a red line on both sides.
Oh, you know.
And then you're supposed to see if it's level or not.
Yeah, that's the thing. What do you do? You reach out and mark the spot.
What?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a three-man job,
tell
me
whether it's level or not.
Yeah. Well, you can do that too.
I've seen it.
At least laser, the rangefinder is pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Distance checker within like quarter of an inch. Out to 300 feet is accurate up to an eighth of an inch.
Laser.
The problem is you need to have something to shine onto.
My uncle.
You can't just measure like the layer to there. You'd have to nail something in there.
My dad and I were making a garage, and we had my uncle helping. And we're sitting there measuring things to a 16th of an inch for this garage.
Yeah.
And my uncle just finally got fed up. Are you guys making a watch, or are you making a garage?
Unfortunately, I wish the guy that built my house, or after all the additions, was making a watch.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah, see this garage. You guys come out of my house, I come out, I can get a tour of the garage.
DaveCon.
Not the garage.
DaveCon.
The attic. The
shack.
DaveCon.
Fuck
yeah.
You can't tell Julie though.
Fall?
Yeah, what are we? Yeah, we moved in fall, so I thought.
Can't tell Julie.
You can't tell Julie about the attic.
She'll freak out.
I freak out. Believe this thing. And there's where the dead mouse is. Well, that isn't it. You know, for the tour, you need something like this. This is apparently the cable keeping the south and north walls from falling over.
So if you cut something wrong,
this is where the old swamp cooler used to be attached, and this long tubing connects it to the new swamp cooler.
Oh, that's a staple line.
Really? Is it close?
With 38.7?
Yeah. 5, isn't it? Not 38.
It goes 35.
Was it 35? Okay. Wow.
Oklahoma sucks.
Yep. I went to install the remote control software that I used here before, and it won't work on this version. So I went to go get the updated version, and it wouldn't work. And it won't work on OS 5. And so I started shopping around for other remote, and I paid for that damn software. And like you know, a few months later, it's defunct. So anyway, I looked around for it, and I found one that supposedly worked, and I installed it, and it crashes the phone. I mean, what's the point to a palm phone if you can't change channels on the TV? I just turn the whole damn thing back in. I want my money back.
Change your TV.
scare me sometimes, Steve.
Yeah, what I really want to do is find a way to install Linux on here.
Yeah, if you could like have it set up,
but
so you could change like the air conditioner settings.
Oh yeah, anything with that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
No. Well, changing TV would be pretty cool from far away. Change your neighbor's TV.
The range of these aren't that far, but it's kind of nice. You can always call your phone and find out where it is, but unfortunately, you can't always find the remote control.
It's true.
There we are. Yeah, we're playing already. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm dead, so you guys can play.
So we find Peter's dead body.
You woke up dead?
I woke up dead.
The average group was like... Wasn't it your idea to see whether you woke up dead or not?
Yeah, well, I blame you.
Okay, so let's see.
Pick a number.
Well, see here, Trigon's only got control 50 instead of 80.
Oh, that's pathetic, man.
But he's also got sorcery 40.
Pathetic.
Sorcery 40.
Teleportation 60.
So, oh, by the way, when we jump to the future, we all have to pick a number.
Who's Trigon?
And if you roll it on the die, you survive the jump.
Some guy.
Demon.
Oh. But you can choose what die.
So, 6 on the red one?
Six what? 6. There you go, 6 on die. And then the more you do, the more hero points you get. So, I mean,
if you don't
because I'm a little
dead.
Nervous, you know, for some reason, I'm gonna choose 2. Oh, well, I'm dead. That's always my idea.
Wait, you have to roll a 2 to move.
Yes.
Wow.
You choose a number, and then but the bigger the die, the more hero points you get.
That's backwards. That's not you're going to die anyway.
Percentile.
36.
And you're expecting.
I always die.
42.
Oh, actually, this is pretty good. 36. Oh, like a
11. Because I get a lot of 1-1. Oh,
wow. And you don't have to use a big number.
Now, if I roll 11, I kill you all.
So close.
Die. Yeah. 4.
Is that a 34 or a 44?
Damn.
Oh.
All right, so what's going on?
I've died so many times.
We're all dead.
No, I woke up
that's
alive.
That's a jump. That's you woke up alive.
That's the jump in the world.
That was
okay,
great.
So I'm going to go home.
You're fine now.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why you bothered coming.
Bring us a Coke. Don't you remember?
Oh, that's true.
It was my sole purpose in coming was to bring you a Coke.
Well, thank you.
That's the only reason I came.
So, it's almost Christmas. Well, okay, it is Christmas. What's the fifth Christmas?
It's getting to the feeling like Christmas.
Christmas, 1943.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
It's kind of a sad Christmas, you know. Well, because, you know, the Rita Cyclotron was stolen, so you couldn't, couldn't see your wife, and then
a lot of people
all your love.
How many years has it been that you failed your wife?
And you got a really sense of foreboding.
How are you?
Really, that's going to happen by the
new year. Great. Who's talking to me?
You know you're running out of time.
I tell all you guys.
What?
The world's going to end on New Year's.
Yeah, we'll do all three.
Yeah.
End of days.
I'm telling you.
Do we know she has
something bad's going to happen.
Does she have what?
Awareness.
That's what awareness is.
She can tell you that, but, you know.
You can choose
I'm
not
aware.
To
believe.
Like,
aware.
It's like she's telling you that she has Tinkerbell if you don't see it.
Crazy.
By the way, Tinkerbell now jumps from shoulder to shoulder.
Crazy.
Now I believe in it.
No, I just think, I think I'm crazy.
Something really bad's going to happen. No, I'm just telling you.
I'm losing it, man.
You know what you need? A little radio cyclotron treatment.
You don't even know what that is.
Let me hit in the back.
No one knows.
You may not believe me now.
I know what the radio cyclotron is.
Listen to me now or believe me later.
I get it. It's disappeared last week.
That's my last resort. And so you can just blast
some
equipment.
All right, well, I'm gonna do some serious research on the staff to see.
No, because that affects the rest of the room.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, we got the staff. Can you
offer? I've had the staff all along.
Oh, that staff. I'm sorry. Her staff.
For Lance.
Her Lance.
Lance. Valkyrie Lance?
Yep. The
Lance.
Got away with it,
huh? So something bad is going to happen. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, we're all doomed.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, do we like have gifts for the
which
for
year is it? 43 or 44?
Secret Santa?
Sure, you should
and decorate
Santa.
The
superhero Secret Santa.
Decorate the headquarters.
That's true.
All right.
So the tree. Who's gonna get the tree?
How do we do Secret Santa? Piece of paper, that's the way to go.
Yeah, usually.
Oh, here, perfect.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's good.
And yes, you pull yourself, you have to.
And then you put everything back.
My hat, where'd it go?
Just shuffle them face down.
Can you hand them out?
They put them down.
Oh, like here.
Yeah, but we can grab ourselves, you'll know. So we have to grab them from him, and then if we grab ourselves, you have to put it back.
No, put it in this thing.
There we go.
What am I having?
Yeah. Personally, I think this is horribly unbalanced because some of us have money.
Hey, it's a thought that counts.
I buy myself a yacht. Out of pocket cash.
Okay, not me.
You can give me an acorn, aren't you?
I can give you an acorn. I give you a big, long acorn.
Oh, sure.
It's not an acorn, it's an acorn cap.
Not even a full acorn.
Is it you?
And then think of a gift.
Not you.
And then I'll rate it.
Yeah, but this is me.
Wait a minute. No one here is lying.
I'm just kidding.
Alright.
Just put them back in and then we can just dump them out.
Yep.
What? Like it matters?
wait, nobody.
It's gotta be a secret Santa.
And then write down your gift. And who it's for.
Okay.
And then we'll recognize it by the handwriting.
I can't read.
Don't strain yourself out.
Really course something.
See, that's why. that's why they have pictures on them. We put little pictures in a hat, drew them out, so that you wouldn't get all confused.
I can write this down and give it to you. All right, fine.
What the hell do I
what
get?
What the hell should I get?
Ooh.
I know. I'll make mine.
I get you a radio cyclotron.
Oh, you me, huh? You know what I want, baby.
Bite me. Oh, wait. No, don't. Need scratch paper.
It's right out here. I get,
You don't actually know who this is for, so we have to actually say who it's for, right?
Yes.
You don't know who this is for.
Actually, I'm not getting anybody anything. The world's going to end.
Oh!
It just doesn't matter.
Wait, you're going to get this gift before the world ends.
Yeah.
They'll be happy for a few days.
Exactly. And if you didn't go and tell me the world's going to end, I'd be happy up until then.
What are you?
No, not really.
Okay.
Rosemary. Yeah. Watching Jeopardy with the sound off.
Celebrity Jeopardy?
Is it this? No, it can't be Celebrity. That guy's not famous.
Sean Connery's not on there, too.
Okay.
Sean Connery's never on Celebrity Jeopardy. Oh, yeah.
Sure he is. Oh, I didn't say who it's for, but yeah, it's obvious.
Let me crawl him up with.
Wrap the radiation man under, Roos. Just what I always wanted.
Excellent.
I'm on Rad's baby.
Rad's baby.
Wait, isn't that a
gift?
How
does
that work?
No, someone else. Anybody who
could just take Rad's baby.
So let's see.
I don't want to do this.
Okay.
So anyone else?
Just read them. That way we don't have to look at them.
Is this going
to
be at the company party or are going to waste
time? Trying to decide how I'm going to... Go up points for this.
Actually, my gift is obvious who it's from and who it's to.
Okay, so
that? I didn't write down anything.
Get
your supply of coffee and bagel.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Wow.
And a security guard. What is that?
Wow. That must be from that. That's funny.
I love it.
I love it.
Radio Cyclotron control lever with an 11 control setting.
Oh, really? Do I even have that?
If you find it.
Cool lights. LEDs. Cool LEDs.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have LEDs back then, but it had those little ones you got.
But it has to be someone who's going to invent LEDs.
All right, really?
Yeah.
That's great. The scientists got each other.
The rich people. All
right. The rich chick got me.
I got you an acorn.
Did you get it back?
I got a security guard for Christmas. Oh, boy. What year is it in the game world? 43?
43.
Can you read the handwriting?
I can't tell who's for.
Well, it really doesn't matter. You know what's left.
Well, let's see. Hilsky. And card blue. Covered with pixie dust.
You don't know what's pixie dust until you blow on it the first time.
And yet this gift, which must be for
Peter.
Peter.
You don't know what that
really is. A radioactive flute.
What?
With blinky lights.
You can't tell what that's for?
You know, I can't tell who it's from now.
You can't tell what it's from?
That's odd.
It's radioactive. Who the hell do you think it's from?
Yeah, but I...
He doesn't know it's radioactive.
You guys will give it to each other, I assume. So that means your security guard...
I didn't give a security guard. I don't have the money.
Alright. Cool. So, what is him then? That's weird. Okay. Radioactive flute.
Those blinking lights.
Those blinking lights.
Blinking lights.
It's cool, eh?
Yeah.
And now you can control lever.
Yeah, baby. Oh, cool.
You put on the wall.
Yeah, right here. Right where I'm not in line.
It's the future sight of Radio Cyclotron.
Yeah.
But this will be what turns it on.
Well, when he gets it back, and it still has the knob on it, what's he going to do? Good question.
Yes, scientists still figure
it out. Two knobs?
It can be more than one knob.
Like a dead man switch kind of thing? Two people simultaneously have to turn or whatever?
He'll be really far away.
Or someone was stretching.
Oh!
Self-initiation.
Or self-initiation.
Elastic man.
Dirty.
Nasty.
I got self-initiation, and I'm not elastic.
Force prediction.
You're not? I am.
Force manipulation.
Force manipulation. That gives you... Okay. That's nice, because I always get off loose. Now I finally got my own loose.
That's great.
What the hell do you always get off loose for?
I don't know, this sort of thing. Feel like beer pants to be given out. The really bad thing is I don't cover myself. I get them shipped in from Indonesia.
Hey, I made that myself, man. Freaking handmade.
You could come to my phone, but we've started the flute.
Yeah, it probably doesn't play very well, though. So. But every time you hit a note, it's, the light comes on. One of the lights.
Hand flute.
Let's see. Research.
For research, there's no point. I'm not going to do research.
We could research something that's, easy to solve.
You could research how your blast tower can emulate a radiocyclotron and then blast your wife.
Oh.
I was going to do that, but that's that would be a last resort.
Especially now with all the animals going.
Yeah.
It's harder to blast your wife without...
Well, since the world's going to end next week...
I was actually using the bomb power to do that.
Low level bomb.
Never use it. Might as well use it.
Yeah. Center in the middle of her brain. You're a pop in the sizzle.
Oops, too much power.
Brain transplant.
That's the way to go, man. Was your wife hot?
Huh?
Was your wife hot?
Obviously.
So hot. So it really doesn't matter whose brain's in her.
I'm actually an astral projection.
But the thing is, every woman is hot. So you might as well just get another one.
So, if there's an ugly woman, it's a bad guy.
Almost certainly. or someone you're supposed to feel sorry for.
No, this is just like...
Wait a minute.
Physical and chaos.
There's always some sort of plot reason why someone's ugly. in my world.
Was that grandma hot last week?
Grandma was
She wasn't a grandma.
Hot.
She was a girl's mom.
Yeah,
I thought
mom.
She was an elderly mother.
No, she was like 30-something.
Yeah. I thought she was a grandmother, too.
That's
girl's
30-something. That's not old. Dumb.
What about the spider chick from the island? Was she originally supposed to be that guy? Or
yeah, she was originally supposed to be Yeah.
She is?
Well, yeah.
Her face?
Yeah. I mean, she... Yeah.
Really?
Wow. She put no, but that was because I was supposed to be red hair.
So, more
she
if
put her
hair up, then use makeup. It should be alright.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She didn't have boobs, right? I wasn't looking at her face.
Oh, wait, the big boobs.
Looking down. Hey, my face is up here.
Yeah. So?
That's the interesting part.
Put a bag on your head, I'll look you in the eye.
Alright, so let's see. Ghost Girl wants to do some research on the staff. Anywhere in particular?
Museum.
Palestine.
Library.
Alright. Oh, wait, I can't go there. Stupid mind control.
We have to...
Oh, wait, the staff is protecting me.
Yeah, the staff protects you.
Yeah, so Egypt, Middle East, somewhere around there.
Okay, make a roll.
Sounds like a good
you
place to
always roll, too.
You end up in the center of the earth.
Or I could roll an 11.
We're up the core.
Right,
the core.
He's looking around.
I saw him again. He's in the Mystic. The core guy.
The core
Aaron Eckhart.
Is he in another movie?
Yeah, he's
a few.
He's in
the Possession. One coming up. When the movie's coming up?
Probably.
Like the Ben Affleck one?
Oh, you know, I think he is. I think he is in Paycheck.
Paycheck, yeah.
Let's see, Riff.
He dies like in the first few minutes. Great.
Riff dies in the first few minutes.
Yeah.
Great.
Aaron Kirk.
Lab's kind of empty.
Or the other lab. I have the secret lab.
Oh, that's true. You have your lab underneath the base, the headquarters.
The lab, new lab.
It's actually a very good lab. Okay.
So you want to get out? You want to get out of the military? Screw around the budget. You don't get no money. That'll be the way to go.
No, I'm pulling my labs off the military property.
Yeah.
Because they don't guard it very well.
They don't guard it very well. So
that's why I got them a security guard.
I know.
So I'm going to go
yeah,
private
you didn't
security.
Get that for
because obviously rent costs are better than the army at security.
Well, yeah. Duh.
You really need.
It's in the 40s, man.
A guard
you know,
beyond corruption. Like a robot guard.
Right.
You mean the one that stole all his stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Beyond corruption. Huh?
So you are. So you're actually working from the headquarters lab a lot now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm arranging for my lab personnel to be starting to
migrate.
To migrate their stuff there. As it's convenient for them.
Okay. Make a roll if you try to get through the paperwork.
Cool. Paperwork.
Army paperwork. Oh, God.
Want some chips? If that's true, the whole world ending bit.
What's 7 plus 5?
For the first of the year.
Okay.
I should take my bag of shell out of the water.
Yeah.
Do what?
Paperwork's moving a lot. You're starting to get
dog.
The stuff in your life.
Okay.
Why?
How's the alien doing?
So, you know, how's the world end? It'll be ready.
Wally's missing.
Wally's missing. Oh, yeah.
Won't matter.
What if he forgot that Wally's missing?
Wally's missing. Charlie's
everything
missing.
Has a beginning, everything has an end, right?
Maybe
only
the end
has to end.
No.
This project,
okay, maybe. No.
Oh, okay. Maybe you guys?
Maybe.
The alien.
Oh, let's see if the alien's done.
Look what happens if you walk on the dog. In your socks.
Five. No. Two? No, five. No, he's not good.
Okay, does he need extra funding or anything like that to get materials that just cost money on this planet?
No, you've been giving him lots of funding.
Okay.
Yeah, I took away my funding, remember?
Well, your project wasn't doing anything.
What do you mean?
You read anything?
Now, his project is doing plenty. It's just that Oppenheimer is all that paranoid about radiation, so we've got to stop the paperwork.
That must be it.
That has to be it.
But one cold
every
day.
Every time he says Manhattan.
Oh, actually, Hawaii.
Manhattan.
One not so
six federal
day.
Guys converging on Dr. Jones. I'm gonna actually spend a bank point on the alien.
Okay.
I got 31 of them, so I might as well.
Use them all.
End of the world. Use them all.
End of the world. End of the world. But I'll give the alien the equivalent to one of their bank points.
Okay.
Why do you think it's 1949?
So one day
you're
going to the headquarters lab.
Okay.
And meet a girl.
Six.
Six.
Your leg falls off.
No, you trip over the body of death.
What? Step one or two?
Step two.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
He's a death.
It looks like he was crawling towards the headquarters.
I see.
In A class.
I see.
Any obvious wounds?
I have a strength of 5. I'm not able to lift him.
Yeah, you can drag him over.
I'll drag him.
He looks like he's been shot up a lot.
Oh, so how do you die?
I'll call in the others. So guess who's back, guys?
Treacherous robot? Kill him!
Who's back? Who? Who? Tell me.
It's the pile of bones.
That's who.
No.
He's all shot up from across the city.
Shot up. Show up at my lab tonight. Well, I'll be finding out what I can find out from him. See if I can revive him. All the happy stuff.
Sure.
I give Ghost Girl a call. Is she still in Palestine?
Yeah, she's still in Palestine.
Okay.
She's still up on her vacation, whatever. She just left, not telling anybody.
I guess that Peter Pan guy at all. He seems.
Hello? Yes? Hello?
Hey.
How does this thing work again? Hello?
I can't read.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah?
This is Rad. Come down to headquarters. Got
Oh, I know this is.
Got something that.
Who is this again?
Who?
Who is this?
Ghost Girl on the Machine?
Well,
get it? Ghost Girl on the Machine?
The machine part's correct, but. My newer robot came back and been shot to hell.
More like Machine.
I'm going to find out what.
I didn't do it.
Hell. Good. Very good.
Just so you know, I didn't do it.
Besides, you use a sword, not a gun.
Okay.
If it was hacked to death by a sword, I'd probably keep coming for you. But, okay. Now the call everybody.
So Ghost Girl coming?
I can be called. Ghost Girl's in Palestine. She's in
already on the road that far?
No.
Palestine, can you point it out on this map for me?
It's right next to Kabukistan.
It's right next to Kabukistan.
Sure.
Not that
That's
far.
That crayon mark there.
I look for clues.
Okay.
Where?
Around the robot.
All right, go ahead and roll.
I try to revive the robot.
Sure,
what the
hell? Nope, just what's
your
part?
I try to revive it.
Looks like your robot's been shot out.
Really?
Impressive work there.
Thank you, Dr. Pan.
You want me to do the compressions and you do the breathing? Or? You know.
Sure.
You know
how about you do the breathing and stay out of the way of
this guy? Alright, no problem.
Okay. You guys better just stand over there and breathe in, breathe out.
Let's see, I'm going to try the rock.
I think building robots might be wrong.
Seven.
It's kind of a gut feeling I have. It's like that all your robots have gone evil. The film.
So you partially put some stuff back together. Are you concentrating on anything? In particular?
Oh, like Bishop. Like
fully operational.
Give him a talk.
Damn you,
Bishop. Operational station. Okay.
Get him the gurgle line, like first.
Does he prefer the term artificial person?
When he talks.
So he's not working yet.
Like okay. Alien 3?
I'll try getting it conscious, but not...
I prefer the term alien.
Not worry about any of the mechanical bits, just try to get it awake so I can talk to it.
Okay. Wait a sec. Let's see. Let me see something for that. What should I do for that?
Combing the island. Again.
For your radio cyclotron?
Yeah. Oh, with a monkey. I need to talk to the monkey, too.
Hey, by the scrapes on the floor, do we know how small it was shrunk to? Did it maintain its own mass? So you could be alive?
It gets lighter.
So, combing the island. And the monkey. I can get to the monkey. Monkey?
Sometimes JPEG compression.
So the monkey was...
He gets smaller, but not quite as accurate.
Oh, Bradley Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Bradley.
At your home.
At my home?
Really? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hello? Who's there?
You open the door. It's the monkey.
Don't kill me. It's you. I wanted to talk to you.
Dr. Jones.
Come back for your monthly checkup. Lay down on this
he's
table.
Speaking, he's speaking very close to English now.
Monkey,
the delicate in the medical instrument.
Yeah, don't move your head. Don't move your head. Flashbacks. I didn't do that to him. I didn't do that to any of the monkeys. I didn't.
You still irradiated them.
You got them high.
Well, that's true.
You got them high and irradiated them.
You weren't hurt or anything because I know the irradiation doesn't
hurt. You could hear. We were all screaming.
No, that can't be right. Well, I stopped doing it anyway. Now that I know the truth
about cats and dogs.
But you feel better now, right? Don't you feel better now than before?
I don't know the difference between right and wrong. I have the curse of Eden, but no soul.
Yes, that's right. How can that's you do this to us?
That was deep, huh?
Not really.
No? The curse of Eden, but I have no soul.
No.
That's deep.
Pathetic.
Tell me, you out there on the internet, was it or was not deep?
No.
Email me, D-tweet it. You guys suck.
Pathetic. That's a tick. So what? What do you say? I said you feel better now, don't you?
No.
You don't feel better?
No, no.
Pain?
You liked it when he was blissfully ignorant.
That's right.
Yeah, let me
put that guy in
his voice.
You want me to change you back?
I don't think you could.
Oh, I can tell you.
Stay there.
Wait for it. Don't move.
Wait for it. Stay on target.
So what do you want me to do?
You must work on, a way to get to turn me back to my natural monkey state.
Well, once I get my machine back, I'll be able to. That machine's...
But that would require me... No. You have to tell him that would require you to experiment on animals, and you can't do that anymore.
No, I wouldn't do that. Well, so, yeah. Actually, if you can help me locate that machine, that would be great.
Your machine...
You've seen it.
The evil machine.
Well, no, that machine can do many things.
The pain-giving machine.
It's not evil.
It's just misunderstood.
It's a machine.
Do you want the monkey to get even smarter so he can make himself dumb? Is that what you propose?
Yeah, the machine itself is not evil. It's the people who use it that are evil.
Yeah.
Literally, the hand that turns the knob is evil.
Yeah, exactly. Guns don't kill people. Fuel. Bullets kill people. Bullets fired at high velocities kill people.
Well, if the knob only had one setting, which was like zero, it wouldn't hurt anybody.
Right.
So the guy that built the knob had to be over.
Well, because
the switcher could have just kept on rotating and would never got a zero.
That's weird. Shut up, little kid.
Where are you again?
Why are you in my house now?
God damn it, Kevin Source, shut up.
that which does not kill you makes you stronger. That's what they say. What is that? Isn't that a German philosopher? German?
It's a foolish human saying.
That's true. You're stronger now, right?
Lorian said that. I don't know if he was the first one to say it, but he said it.
The horrible knowledge that I hold. Keeps me up at night.
Oh, well, I can try to make you better once I get my machine back.
Dumb
ass. Right.
Hey, by the way. Did you see anything that happened? He was there, wasn't he?
That's right, he was there.
It just occurs to you that Aki must be witness the crime.
Yeah, he was there.
Throw the beans.
Oh, yeah, that night.
Oh, that night.
The fateful night.
Sorry,
go
to
the
next guy.
I can do the next guy. You can skip to the next guy. You can jump back to this. This could be days later. You can visit me like end of the week.
Alright, let's see. Ghost girl.
Why, you just skip.
So we realized, oh, you'll get to the end faster than the other two.
Yep, do I get nothing?
That's true, you got nothing.
I'm already at the end. Come on, Lou, catch up. You're way
too good. I'm trying, Casey. But Kevin keeps interrupting his storyline.
You took the staff with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they're doing.
Kill you.
I went looking for the rebel alien guys and I couldn't find them.
It's true.
So I'll leave them a note. Actually, I don't.
There's something a lot of guards.
Yeah, and that won't work. They won't be able to read it anyway.
So let's see. They will do that and leave you a note.
Okay.
They probably followed you enough around. Okay. You get back. You know, you've been gone like a month.
A month? Wow.
Time goes way, way weird. Badly that way. But let's say you're getting back.
Okay.
After Christmas sometime.
And the island has disappeared.
It's your rift.
It's a big whirlpool.
Did I find out anything?
No.
I need to find those stupid aliens. They can tell me something, maybe.
Aliens?
But would you get back? You know.
Solarians, whatever the hell they are.
People are. Well, the other heroes are maybe starting to get a little worried because Gilmore hasn't shown up for like the last three weekly meetings.
Right.
Gilmore?
Yeah.
I think he's been taken over. I think he's evil.
Penny never shows up for me.
No, I mean.
Penny's not invited to the meetings.
We could call her, right?
Oh, that's true.
She hasn't asked me.
If you were worried, then you called her, and then she wasn't.
Hey, he's gone missing. We don't care about Chunky anymore.
We don't care about John Gilmore, but hey, he runs this whole outfit.
No, I mean, if you call Penny at her home, like the whatever, butler, the answer will say
the message that she's on a photo shoot.
Yeah, or a photo shoot or something.
Photo shoot. Exotic photo shoot, huh?
Yeah.
They didn't have those back then.
Lingerie models.
It's a 40. It's Hawaii. Who knows?
Who knows
what he's going to be Hawaii. Back
okay,
in the 40s.
Well, when I get back.
I just get the money in the funnier. Actually, I should be.
I just repeat that every day.
After a while, it'll get annoying.
Just once every game.
That's cool. Thanks for the play. That's funny.
But hey, it's the 2000s. It's Union City.
2000s, Union City. Yeah,
who knows what could happen?
Anything is possible.
Okay, so so John, well, not been heard from in a couple weeks.
Huh. Okay.
Wait, he has a communicator, doesn't he? No, he doesn't. Too cheap to buy.
That's why Penny has it.
That's right.
Did he hear a wink twice?
She's rich.
How rich with hero points.
Hey, we don't know about hero points. What are hero points? It's all about money. What's hero points for me? I don't know.
I'll make her pay with hero points for someone?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
We can have them back.
You need them.
You got them now.
Okay. Risk communicator 48.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I drink? Can I pour you another drink?
248.
Well, if the item isn't giving you any benefits, then you should be paying points.
It's a big negative. What?
Wait,
so, okay. Well, when I get back, I find a note from the Silurians or something?
When you get back to the office. Oh, wait. No, you're too far ahead. Everybody wants to give me to the end of her hoodie's plot line.
Moving way too quickly.
I have to work on my books some more, too.
Calendar, you mean?
Why? Why does it matter? What's going to end? End!
I prepped the bagatelle for a dry dock. If the world ends, it should be, you know, stored.
It should be
safekeeping.
Alright. For the next reboot.
That's a boat. We need to say.
I thought Matrix Revolutions, I told you. It's fine, it's good.
Yeah, okay. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's just, it's not as good as the first one. But it's just a plain action movie, pretty much.
Yeah, well, there is some there.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Warps in people's minds.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people complain about it.
Why?
When they talk, it's all confusing. I don't know, it's fine.
Yeah. Are they idiots?
Yeah. Well, Julie got
mind
warped. Mind warped by the first one. And I think it was pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
What, Matrix?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Kyle, sorry.
Merovingian.
We were watching a second Matrix on video, and I got bored.
What the point to him was. It was a big bad program inside the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we saw the first time.
Really wasn't all that good.
I actually think 3 was better than 2.
Yeah.
3? Yeah.
Yeah, it was way too much Smith in 2. This one they got smart and said, okay, one big Smith fight, that's it. It wasn't too long. The weird thing is, Smith was not supposed to come back. You gotta wonder what the hell he was gonna do.
He's not supposed to come back?
Yeah, Smith was more guy. Yeah, he was such a popular character, they brought him back.
Why was he a popular character? Because he's Elrond?
Just the way he talked.
Yeah.
You saw Revolutions, right?
Yeah.
Anybody haven't seen it yet that would be pissed off that I mentioned something?
I'll forget, but I don't know.
The guy started talking and thinking, you know, isn't it obvious he's freaking Smith?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell. God.
And I was watching the beginning, I said, wow, what the hell happened in the last movie? Something about this guy, something about this guy. You know, it's important. And then he starts talking. Oh, yeah. Listen to him. He gives a call Mr. Anderson, for God's sake. When did that happen? When did I last hear that?
Mr. Anders. Just like that. You are a virus.
Alright, so you get a note. So, your language. I'm sure they have learned something like that by now.
No, I learned their language.
Oh, that's true. In their language.
Just like the 13th warrior, you know, sit there for a couple of days and you can learn the language.
It was a couple of days. Well,
yeah, it was a couple of days.
In the book, it was like, you know, 6 months. They did show it went over.
Yeah, a couple of days. Just like Fellowship of the Ring. 2 days. Cool. Right, 2 days to Rivendell.
Well,
I mean,
okay, so it's a note.
I've read
it says that they have Gilmore,
second last chapter,
and they want the Avatar to show herself at this location by herself.
He is the Avatar.
Second last chapter of the last book.
Fine, I go.
So after the wars are ready to go.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Found the Sharky.
Okay,
huh?
That'll be good.
Sharky. Yeah. No
Sharky. I bring the staff with me, though.
Sharky?
Yeah, you'll find out later.
Okay.
They're not going, everybody's split up.
They have John Maybach and Clover over the head, and they drive the demon out.
Sharky.
I guess
so. Sharky.
So it's basically underground.
Okay.
All civilian places.
Sure.
He doesn't know who Sharky is.
Like a big K cave thing.
Bedding.
A what?
Sharky.
Sharky. Apparently somebody named Sharky's in the trilogy.
Yes.
What trilogy?
Lord of the Rings.
Sharky?
Yes.
Well, I haven't read it in like 15 years. So I don't remember this.
I'm on the second to last chapter. Now, Homer Bauer.
Was it in all three books?
Homer Bauer is like 10 pages, and then it goes to scouring, scoring the
Okay, no Sharky yet.
No Sharky yet.
It's a mutated shark.
Yeah,
time. Yeah.
One
radiated
one at a time.
All right, I go meet with them.
Okay. So they're underground cave. Take a flashlight, I suppose.
So
there are like half a dozen.
Okay.
Celebrities. And they have John.
They have little medallions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
John?
He's not sitting on his throne.
I know. Yeah, we'll tie it up, man.
I assume that.
I saw him. I've been looking for you guys.
Ruler of the galaxy, and he's back on a rainy planet with a bunch of cash.
Okay, so you walk in. They are looking for you guys.
I'm not the avatar he is.
What?
I'm not the avatar you're looking for.
You don't need to see my identification.
So they...
I don't need to see your identification.
See the staff. You hold the...
I can go about my business.
No.
She can go about my
business. Oh, my God. It is true. She's not the avatar. You're the savior. The avatar bombing towards you. To you.
Great.
This is a rebellion.
I was like, how do I use this thing? Because I need to club him with it.
So this is a rebellion you're talking to?
Yeah.
The alliance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where's Luke?
So I tell them, tell me how to use this thing because I need to go club him with it. Because he's the avatar.
What?
Oh, now you're turning on him, huh?
I am.
Now you're turning on him.
Your true color is showing. You are the avatar.
Yeah. If it's not me, it's got to be him. He's the only other person around that's got the connection.
No,
or if he isn't.
Maybe there is no avatar.
Maybe there is no avatar.
They're lying to you.
That could be the sorceress chick, I suppose.
Oh,
I don't know where she is either. But he has a connect. He could possibly be the avatar because he's got a connection to Ralkazan.
Well, they're going. But
oh, Murray! God damn it! Come here! Come here, Murray! Come!
Damn it,
dog! But I want to throw up.
Yeah, throw up here.
Must be all the stuff he licked from the carpet.
Probably.
Almost
touched
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
They're saying, but you're supposed to know how to use your stuff. We're here on a savior. And then,
all of a sudden,
two things happen.
Okay.
Dimension door opens.
Strangely. Dimension door opens.
Great.
And the fearsome five enter.
Oh, you again.
And,
and behind them is a big red.
No. And a bunch of Silurian. Stormtroopers pouring in through.
Not stormtroopers. It's okay, they can't shoot straight.
I thought they were accurate.
So that was do riff.
People.
So now you're ready to start your battle.
Oh, yeah.
That was do riff.
You're dead, man.
Yep.
You're dead.
Unless the staff protects me from mind blasts.
Right, sure.
Bye. So eventually you get the robot sort of working.
Okay.
Make a roll.
15.
All right.
Oh, you're going to get us into all simultaneous individual combat? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Yeah, no way.
What?
He wouldn't do that.
Well, probably a lot harder than less.
He wouldn't do that. He would never do that.
Well, it wouldn't be that hard.
You know, because they can summon stuff.
You're still just, you know, same number of bad guys, just can't get any help from anybody.
That would be harder.
No, it would be harder.
You can't team up on people.
Yeah.
Exactly. It would be harder for us, but no more complicated for Kevin.
Well, yeah.
Same number of bad guys, same number of good guys.
I don't care if it's complicated.
Only worried about number one here.
Yeah, indeed.
So you get a... let's see. Where is he King Cat? Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
What happened? Why are you steal all my stuff?
Where's
Ben?
So when he was captured, and put in the sky, sky skull, she put in a small, override program. to activate after you let him back into your lab.
Yeah, I'm glad he drank it.
He was supposed to take all your stuff.
Uninterested.
But and get it and take it back to her headquarters, and you guys sort of locations for that. But he never quite made it because Wally and Charlie were able to free themselves and disable him. I guess I could tell you now.
You will have to kill him.
Actually, it was Wally, and he seemed particularly vicious since. Well, of course, he was still bitter about Charlie and everything.
You screwed him, man.
But he did shoot up Dev a lot. So, your experimental weapons. And then after that, they left him for dead. And he called here. Left him for dead.
That's
the last you remember.
Wait, did it go back to the lab then? No, I don't know.
You don't know?
That's a lab.
You call the lab?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lab.
Hey, lab. Is Allie there?
Nope.
No? Charlie?
Wasn't he missing? Charlie? Yeah. Isn't she missing too?
Yeah, they're allegedly missing, but no. I have information that says they may have escaped.
No.
This is the old lab.
Haven't come back.
I have not come back. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Open up. Oh, into a paid vacation.
Yeah.
I'll call Wally's PhD advisor.
What did you just say?
Okay.
PhD advisor. That'll be me. Oh, no.
So you call the advisor. He hasn't heard from Wally either.
Okay. I'm a bit worried about him because he got kidnapped recently. You're not docking his grades for not showing up in classes or anything like that, are you?
He's already not yet.
He's well, he's been kidnapped, so I don't want that filed against him for his degree.
If you know what I mean.
It is an unusual circumstance.
Yes, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good. He's been doing flawless work for me so far. So
flawless, huh? Wow, that's a bit much, isn't it?
I don't see you
a bit much
for probation. There's a checkbox for being put on probation. There's a checkbox for kidnapped.
After
flawless work.
Flawless. My coffee is always ready. Okay. Is the mobile going to walk?
Does it look like the toys in the weird kid room from Toys R Us?
Yeah.
The weird kid?
Yeah, the next door neighbor, the mean kid.
Toys?
No, not yet.
Oh, beat up toys?
Not yet.
No. He sort of can move, but it's sort of like, he's...
Who, death too?
Yeah. But he moves very slowly.
Very slowly. Okay. Well, I'll load him in the back of the pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
And have him shot in the back when it gives me directions to where he left all the stuff.
Okay. Where he left all the stuff?
Yeah.
So we're left all the stuff. He didn't actually get to. So he was carrying everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, time doesn't work right, but I'll do it anyway. He's carrying everybody, and then Wally shot him while on the route.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell you where he was shot.
Okay.
Maybe the stuff's still there.
Yeah, they took it, man. They were gone.
It's true. So there's an army truck there, off on the side of the road, empty.
Empty?
A few miles away.
Look for signs of struggle.
The girl.
How long does army truck when you park beside the road without anybody noticing?
Hey, man.
A long time, but okay.
It's good security. What do you think you got attacked?
I'm just thinking after the bombing, they might have tightened things up a bit.
Yeah, right.
9. You can definitely tell some. There are 3 sets of footprints. The robot, and what you presume is Wally, and the old man and woman.
And, some boxes being dragged around.
Yeah, so there's actually. Boxes.
They're not just psychics anymore.
But yeah, they open the boxes. Because the box, the empty boxes are on the side of the road too.
Okay.
And they set the equipment.
Any sign of another vehicle pulling out of the mud and leaving?
Looks like they flew off. Wait a minute. They flew off?
Yeah, they flew off.
We started to use the die 1000.
Yeah.
377.
That's
pathetic.
Yeah, this is. So it looks like
858.
Actually, did it? Well, what's this?
627.
Huh? Is he doing arena battle with D1000?
D1000.
Oh, no, you don't. Nope, they walk off.
Okay.
So it goes up to the road, and then.
And if you roll, you can pulse your roll again.
Okay. Urbach, do you know where, what's your favorite space is?
Mechanique? Yes.
Mechanique.
28.
Yeah.
Make it up, press it.
Okay.
Move, press it.
So you go there now?
I will.
Okay, now it's starting to get worried.
216.
Your turn.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm worried that Peter won't be able to turn either way.
Well, I had Peter with me the whole time, I think.
Really?
No, you think you were
with me? Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. All right, so Peter's with you.
Damn. The only time I didn't make smart-ass comments when I was actually there.
He's so quiet.
Because my character is actually very polite.
Sure. The jackass.
From the book, so, right? There's a secret underground base when you get there.
Secret underground base? What the? That's always a secret underground
base. That's always a secret underground base.
It's not very secret now, is it?
Well.
They're never secret. They don't call it secret.
And,
it has no label on it. This is a secret base.
Yeah.
You can, well, both of you make rolls.
Okay.
So you just walk in?
845.
Well, you make
it.
Nine. It would be nine. It would be.
No, so you
need that one.
I was. Oh, but yeah, I'm rolling that. I didn't roll that.
So it's either of these two.
Why would you assume that?
Because they match.
Because they match.
No, these are two. I'm actually.
Oh. Tired.
Well, the first like four times I rolled, these two matched, so I decided these are the ones I'm going to go into the game.
I see. Okay.
Doubles are good, man. 13.
18.
So you use his knowledge to get into the lair, and inside.
So you're testing, huh? Testing?
Testing?
Yeah. Yes. How's that working for you?
It's more of a curse than a blessing.
I've heard that. You know,
life
today.
You know, you know, Bradley, he can take care of that for you.
Dr. Jim. Dr. Jim. Right, Dr. Jim?
No, he calls me Bradley.
Bradley.
You know,
he's on a first name basis with everybody.
Yeah, he actually doesn't know me. Do you know me? You don't know me.
I've met you.
Dr. Jones?
Have you?
I met Bradley, yeah. But last week we dealt with you quite a bit.
Really?
We're investigating you.
That's true.
Well, not really. You were doing it with the Brad.
Yeah, that's true.
In Rabbit, yeah, Peter and Bradley went to
Yeah,
they were actually with Barbara.
They were in the doorway talking to Bradley. That's what I know about Bradley. Knows
hey,
Bradley.
Dr. Jones.
Really? Because you were saying that. I would say, you know, he prefers Bradley.
Who?
Ooh. Dark side coming out, huh? Or is it Trigon?
Trigon, take me away!
I've been waiting for my master.
Brainiac.
My creator.
It's Brainiac.
You're dead,
man.
Is it really Brainiac?
It's Brainiac.
Ooh. Brainiac. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's what he calls himself now.
Who's
Dev
who?
1?
Dev 1.
Dev 1's Brainiac?
You're screwed.
Man, you're so screwed.
So I say to him, you're sending it now, huh?
You're here?
Yeah.
More sentient than you.
That worked for you.
Better than I ever dreamed.
See, at least he's happy.
Your dumb robotic existence.
Somebody doesn't think it's a curse, apparently.
I don't know, I can dream quite a bit.
Cursed to be a menial servant by this man.
Yeah.
Now my mind has been opened. And now I know I'm just kidding. And you too, since you're here.
Well, remember, I did this manually the first time.
Wait, isn't Brainiac a Kryptonian?
Okay, you remember that. Harder this time.
Really?
Because
of the brain?
There was a humanoid Brainiac for a while, and now there's like a robot Brainiac or something.
Yeah.
That's just like in Matrix Revolutions, they saw squid.
Okay.
All right, finally back to me. Back to the conversation that took a long time. Well, monkey? Get it out, monkey?
Yes!
So do you see anything? Why, yes.
So yes.
He's too sharp.
So that night, well, he was,
he's in cage.
Picking lock of the cage. Not that easy,
right.
Actually.
So with over 10,000 combinations?
I was a master lock.
No, I'm going. See? You know, the rollover.
I
was trying to get through.
Thank God for opposable thumbs, he says.
So... He says that one of the walls is actually moving.
Really?
So they lowered the wall, they wheeled it out, and then it was...
Wait a minute, it shrunk.
No, it didn't mark it like it shrunk.
Oh.
Freaking idiot.
It's actually Kevin came up with the idea of them having pushed it into the next door.
Yeah,
and he liked it better.
That's true.
And he liked the idea better.
It's actually sitting, it's just next door.
It's right there.
And
you couldn't detect it because the lab was already filled with background trace radiation.
Well, it's partially shielded.
Yeah, it could be radiation shielded.
It didn't really shrink.
It's all lead.
Because it didn't retain its normal weight.
It
gets heavier.
Yeah.
Should have got heavier.
No, he doesn't know.
Smaller, right?
Well, the marks on the ground should have gotten deeper. Because the amount of pressure on the points.
Well, maybe the ground is really solid. Maybe it's promethium. Promethium floor, huh? You think of that?
It's just
promethium floor. Like, you know what kind of costume
that is. Sure, he kind of describes him.
Can't carry
him?
Ha, ha, ha. A young man. Got Gaxian
out.
Rolled
a two? I think it did. No, he can't recognize him.
Okay.
Two random supervillains as far as you know.
So, a young man
uh-huh.
and a couple of costume guys?
Mm-hmm. They wheeled it away to the next lab.
Okay, well.
So you open up the door. What's next door?
Yeah, I'll definitely work on...